First of all, could you give me an overview of how this year is going in terms of the Chignik run?
Yeah, so this year so far, there's been no commercial fishing opportunities in the Chignik management area. The sockeye run for the early run came in at 136,000 sockeye salmon approximately. There's still a few more coming in, but for the most part, it has transitioned into dominant late run stock at this point. 136,000 early run fish is one of the lowest totals we have on record historically, hence the no commercial fishing. And currently, as the late run starting to come in, right about now, we are beginning to get into our historical peak of this run, and we are still seeing approximately 2,000 to 3,000 fish a day with no fishing going on. Typically, during the peak of the late run, it's not uncommon to see 20,000 to 30,000 fish escapements for the day. Our next interim objective, as of July 25th, our minimum goal for that point in time is about 110,000 fish. So currently, the way that it is tracking the late run and the early run, there is potential as of right now that we may not meet escapement goals on either run, pending a bump of fish sometime or a peak of a run coming showing up suddenly. But as of right now, the way it's trending, it's looking like one of the worst years in Chignik history.
Does something specific happen if you don't meet any of those escapement goals?
Not necessarily. Obviously, we manage the fishery in season. We open and close to shoot between a goal. Our course of action right now is to not allow fishing in order to get as many fish up the river to hopefully, you know, rebuild the run and this age class a little bit. One concerning thing about the early run is that this will be the third consecutive year that it has not met escapement, and usually the criteria for a stock of concern is 3 years of not meeting the minimum escapement goal. So there is the potential that this early run could turn into a stock of concern.
What does a stock of concern mean?
Stock of concern, it's the Board of Fish process kind of takes over from there, and there's a lot that goes into it, coming up with action plans, restricting fisheries in order to try and rebuild the stock before, you know, we don't have any more. A lot of things that go into it, and it's never, you know, in Chignik, it's never been much of a thought that this would occur because it's always been such a consistent producer. But at this point in time, we've had 3 years of very poor escapement on the early run, and there's going to be research projects that will be launched in order to try and figure out what's going on. Money will be thrown at it. There's a lot that goes into a stock concern that will be something that will be looked at very closely by the department. And I'm sure with other research groups as well, University of Washington, trying to figure out why this early run is doing so poorly.
So the late run isn't doing quite as poorly?
No, as of right now, it's not. It's tracking a little bit closer, but like I said, we should be getting into the peak of this run right now. Usually the third, fourth week of July, things start to ramp up. We saw that last year with even the early run not meeting escapement last year. Even the late run started to come in and things started to pick up. We started seeing 15, 20, 25,000 fish escapement days. And this year, we're just not seeing that as of right now.
I guess the last thing I want to talk about then is biologically what you think is going on with this run, whether it's just a generally changing environment or effects from the blob, or I know that a lot of people in the Chignik area do talk a lot about intercept fisheries taking fish from the Chignik area. So what, biologically speaking, do you feel like is going on in the Chignik area right now?
Biologically speaking, it's probably a multitude of factors. The whole Gulf of Alaska this year is poor, obviously. Cook Inlet's doing poorly. Kodiak's not doing very good. The Copper River didn't do very well. So there is probably a marine aspect to it. These fish, when they exit, they hit that inshore environment, and there's obviously something going on. Our chums are doing very poorly as well, and they're about the same age class as our early run sockeye. They're both 1.3s. And so most likely there's an inshore, nearshore environment issue going on. Marine environments are very difficult to study because they change and fluctuate so much. So there could be some lingering effects from the blob. Additionally, our lake system, we kind of speculated that the Black Lake maybe wasn't very productive because our early run is not doing very well, but now our late run's not doing well as well. So there could be a small freshwater impact going on in the Chignik systems. What that is, we're not sure of as of right now. Starting next season, in 2021, we do have a three-year research project that we are launching in the Chignecks to evaluate the freshwater environment and the juvenile movement within that environment to get a better understanding of potentially what's going on. Black Lake has been an issue and a hot topic the last few seasons. It has significantly decreased in volume over the last 40 or 50 years. And with that decreasing lake, there's just less habitat available for these fish as they're juveniles. So it could be a double impact, both Black Lake not doing well. I mean, that's where our early run fish go to spawn. So it could be the decrease in Black Lake productivity combined with a nearshore environment. And in that, when you get that going on, you know, Chignecks just getting hammered twice by impacts and mortality rates for juveniles. Most of this at this time, obviously, is speculation. We don't have any research that we're launching, but biologically speaking, it would make sense that the whole Gulf of Alaska, with how poorly their sockeye are doing, that something's probably going on in the marine environment where their survivability's been pretty poor.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time today.
Yep, you too. Bye.